Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, I was talking about Ephesians 4, 17 through 19. Let's finish the week with that thought today. Now, two passages come to mind for me in this regard. First of all, in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 20. He says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth," from this point forward, in other words, "that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, been alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart." By the way, blinding, ignorance, speaks of the darkness of sin and of worldliness. So worldliness and sin, you allow it in your life, you try to justify it in your life, it will always end up causing you to be blind to the heart, the mind, the joy that is of God. That's why we read in Isaiah 5:20, speaking of the last days, that men would call evil good, and they would end up calling good evil. And we see that that's exactly the way men are today. Verse 19, now continuing there in the book of Ephesians in chapter 4 that we're reading here, we read verse 17 and 18. Now verse 19 says, "Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness." Now lasciviousness simply means no restraint on the flesh. And people that remove those restraints, they will call us legalist. But, you know, they're actually the legalist because they obey the devil in removing all the restraints against sin from the life of a believer and trying to justify it in Jesus' name and misuse the name of Christ. But they've done that because they've become a slave, a legalist, to the law of lasciviousness. And so he says, they've given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Uncleanness, in other words, is just not holy in the sight of God. It has a taint of the world, has the taint of sin. And it's with greediness, and that's what you see at these marketers. They're selling you things all the time, trying to get your money. And look, I'm not against giving money to the Lord's work, but it should be going to get missionaries on the field to get the gospel out, not so much for building bigger places for drums, smoke machines, donut shops, and coffee in God's house. And please don't write a letter against what I just said, because there will be no apology for what I just said coming. For I still agree with God, and I always will, by the grace of God. So, he lets us know they've given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But then he adds in verse 20, "But ye have not so learned Christ." That's not the way Jesus is. That's what he's telling us. That's not the way Jesus Christ is. But now let's not just stop there. Let's go on to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. "For there we read, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? And what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore? Again, the word wherefore is do this right now. Wherefore? And do it completely right now. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Now, my friend, wrong doctrine, worldly, fleshly things, are not to be a partner with us in fellowship of ministry. Because that is something that is very highly offensive to our God. Now, see the reasons for the importance. Sin stands between the dual goals of fellowship with God and fellowship with those who are in fellowship with God. It secondly prevents your joy from being full. In too many cases, the homes of Christians are war zones, far too often because of sin. Sin destroys homes and the testimonies of Christians. It also hinders prayer. A wrong relationship with your mate, 1 Peter chapter 3, will hinder your prayers. Lust, an unforgiving spirit of the unrepentant. Unbelief, knowing sin of which you do not repent. It's too bad too many parents have no power with God in prayer because of sin. Too many give in to sin instead of seeking to gain the victory. Now, you might be a Christian dad or mom. You get away from God, and it may be the occasion of the eternal damnation of your sons and daughters, your grandsons and granddaughters, ending up in hell. You see, sin has a wage. In 1982, I was pastoring my first church, and a man who was dying with cancer was not a member of my church, but he had visited a few times. We got to know him, just a fine man. Just I couldn't help but to love the guy, but he was terminal. And so I got to be around him his last days. And when I started talking to him about his soul, he gave me his testimony, and he was a saved man. As a matter of fact, at one time, he was a deacon in a church. Got his feelings hurt, got mad, he left. And he let me know that although that he still thought that whatever it was wrong, he said he could have dealt with it, and he should have never left. Should have never ran out. Now his sons are all grown up. None are at home. And none of them are in church. As a matter of fact, I witnessed all three of his sons, but none of them got saved. But this dying man told me, he says, you know, I wish I could have my health back for 6 months. In order to work jobs with my sons and tell them how wrong I was. But it was too late. Now, he was in a construction business and taught his sons construction, so they had jobs where there was always something to do, especially in Florida. But friend, he turned his back on God, walked out of a church when his children were little. They grew up not in church. Then he had three sons that if they were saved, they weren't right. Don't wait till it's too late for your children. This man realized it, but he realized it too late. Blaming others did not make his action right. And oh, if you could have just seen the tears and the broken heart with which he shared his story with me. Now, my friend, again, protect your home. I've taught the series on marriage, divorce, and remarriage, and we were blessed. We had several people that got back together, a couple of different homes, they got back together, and I praise God for that. And God did it. I didn't do it. God did it. He used the series, but he did it. But, you know, I've had people say, Pastor Andy counsels divorce. Well, I can tell you two things. Number one, they were never there when I was counseling whoever it was, so they would not know. But number two, I have never counseled anybody to get a divorce. So to say that would make the person a liar and a deceiver because they don't know, but they state like they know, and they spread their gossip. You know, the word gossip's not in the Bible. It really isn't. It's described as called a sower of discord. And a sower of discord is an abomination, according to Proverbs chapter 6 and verses 16 through 19. A sower of discord is an abomination to God. In other words, it just makes him sick, makes him want to vomit. And I see today, especially with Facebook now, people are getting on Facebook, and I think they should have called it book face because that's what their faces begin to look like, putting their noses down into it for so long. But Facebook. And these people get on Facebook, and they'll hear something about somebody, and I've had this happen a few times now where somebody will visit the church. Someone else will be doing something, and they'll be with a friend. And immediately, especially if they've been opposed to the people that are their friends, they'll get on Facebook, and they'll dig, and they'll dig. They'll dig into the past. They'll look at every thing they can find about it. And then they'll be the first to go around and spread the gossip. They'll talk to others. You know, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 27 says this, an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. And by the way, did you notice the masculine his? Don't just blame women for gossip. It's men. The internet, Facebook, look, just because it's Facebook, because it's on the internet that you post blogs, that doesn't make it all right, and doesn't say it's no longer a sin because it was on the internet or it's on Facebook or it's on a blog. No, a sin is a sin, whether it's coming out of your lips or if it's coming out of a keypad. Sin is sin. And those that dig up that for the purpose to find ill against someone instead of to try to help someone. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
5 feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will pray.